Okay. I'm back with you. Hey, good weekend, good week. It was enjoyable doing the SCT. Very low-key. That would seem to go pretty good. A few minor problems, a few things to work on. Got some radios updated, which is good. So that was a nice event. I enjoyed that. What I'm working on right now is I'm trying to get some Meshtastic updated and so forth. And I see with the newer Meshtastic app that allows you to do backups, which is great to help back up some of your settings. So when you upgrade, you don't lose everything. But unfortunately, I didn't see that the first time around and wiped everything out. So got to keep an eye on that in the future here so we don't erase everything. So with that, I'm going to hand it back to that control. KCVOA back to KCYVF.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I know I've done that as well. And the newest version of Meshtastic, the app itself, boy, I wanted to add, I got my solar node online, and it's actually sitting out. I charged it overnight, and it's out sitting on the patio, and last time I checked, it had 100% power running off the solar cell, so that was good. And I went to set it up, and I said, okay, everything got set up. I wanted to add in the Saginaw channel and the Aries channel. And normally, you go to the channels, which is now in a different place, and you go to channels, and it just lists the channel that you have, which is the long fast. So I go to my other device, which has the other two channels, and I look for it, and again, it has my three channels, but it doesn't have the QR code. And I'm trying to find out. I finally had to go on and read. And, of course, I got an older article that says do this, do that. And I said, well, that's no longer relevant because they got a new version of the app. So finally somebody wrote in, and you have to go to a different place. Basically, the node listing, if you go to the node listing on the newest app, down in the bottom right-hand corner is a tiny little QR code icon. And if you click on that, now it will show all of your channels and the QR code, and you can select or deselect which ones you want to scan. So once I found that out, I was able to take and scan the other two channels into the solar node now. So again, they moved things, no explanation. Finally, somebody reading online, but again, I wish some of these articles online would have dates on them so we know what version of software or when this article was written, to whether it's relevant to our, to the issue or not. Let me break.